Francie Boylan Show. Weekdays from 11 a.m.
Ocean FM.
And you are very welcome back. Now, joining me on the line is Kevin Comiskey. And Kevin is here to tell us about a project they're hoping to do at O'Rourke's Table in terms of developing a path there. And they're doing a fundraiser for that. And Kevin joins me on the line now. Kevin, what's the crack?
Not so bad, Francie, indeed, as we say in Leitrim. What's the crack? It's going good.
Well, how's things? Is you, Norrie, what you get? By the way, I was talking about this before, and I thought O'Rourke's Table, for me, Sins was over around Parks' Castle, general direction, because if you're ever out on George McGoldrick's boat there with Alan and the crew, they do often point up and go, there's O'Rourke's Table there. How do I get to O'Rourke's Table, and where is it?
Well, I suppose if you're coming from Manor Hamilton, Francie, or the Manor Church, I suppose, is the landmark. Newton Manor Church there is the landmark, and it's just down from that, down as you head from here. It's on the right-hand side below the church. It's the best landmark for it. George Wood pointed out on Alan, of course, because it's, you can see it, and you can certainly see Parks' Castle from it, and there would be a connection there, a historical connection with O'Rourke's Table and Parks' Castle and the whole area around there. You know, there's a lot of history and archaeology and different things with it,
There is. And what, it is hugely popular as a walk, but it is it closed now because you're hoping to do a walk up or develop a kind of work on it anyway?
Yes, it's closed at the minute. And just a wee bit of background, I suppose, Francie, it's as well pointed out. Back in the early 90s, I suppose, the trail or the existing trail there are set at the minute. There's 300 and maybe 70 or 90 or something like that. They were actually built somewhere by the local FOSS scheme or the local social employment scheme at the time. And going on from that, then it was the rural social scheme took it over, and local man there, Paul McDermott, and I suppose we'd definitely have to thank Paul for his frozen work in maintaining it and doing his best to keep it up and open over a great number of years. But I suppose the best way to describe it is maybe like a car, no matter how well you maintain it or look after it, there comes a time you have to upgrade it. So then Father Paul Casey there, the priest, the local parish priest there, was talking to Paul, and they were concerned about it, and that's where I became involved. I was having a conversation with Father Paul regarding it, and through the development company then, and that I got, we got Brian Smith. In fairness, he came down to us and met with us first, and members of the Rural Social Scheme, along with Paul McDermott and Father Paul, back in the early stages of the lockdown, and we looked at what we could do or what funding might be there, and at that stage there was a rural development officer being employed by Leitrim County Leitrim Development Company, and we were very lucky to have that man on board, Brian Fennell, and he came and done a report for us, and he compounded our fears on safety reasons and for insurance reasons that it was deemed unsafe and it would have to be redeveloped or funding sought to do up the existing steps. Or his option when he done the report was what you mentioned there rightly, a switch option. He called it a zigzag, I'd say myself, but a switch option is the terminology used for it. And done a great report on it. Fair play to him. It was very well done. So the concern was then we wanted to get a committee or get someone to take task on it to take it over and do this project. So we formed a committee, and I suppose for my sins, I was appointed chairman. And but having said that, we have a great committee, up to 20 members there on it, very enthusiastic. Brian Fennell even pointed out to us that he loves joining us on Zoom for the bit of banter and the bit of crack. As always, while we do the serious business as well, there's always a bit of slagging, and I suppose, as you know, myself and Kevin McDermott is probably the two biggest culprits for that.
Yeah.
But anyway, we have worked on, we have decided on the route. Of course, we know it's an SAC area, and we have to obey by all the guidelines and whatever we have to do to maintain and upgrade it. We have to also adhere to all the rules and be mindful of the, you know, the environment and
the wildlife.
And all that,
yeah.
The wildlife.
What's an SAC area? What does that stand for?
Special areas conservation.
All right.
Given the proximity to Lochgill there, as you pointed out in the beginning, and Parks' Castle, of course, is that's why, and it's a native Auckland destination as well. So,
okay,
sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just wondering. So then you've decided that this is the route to go, as in developing this, for all of a better, or for want of a better term, a zigzag route, and you need to raise a few pound for that.
We need to raise the few pound for that. That exactly is, and I suppose the reason for the zigzag or the switch is, you know, we're all mindful we can go up it, and thankfully, and you know, in good health and everything. But we have to be mindful of people that, you know, it loves to climb it, but is not able with the steps and all that. So even people just pointed out to me, people with young children with mild walking disabilities or that. So that was the reasoning for going for this other option. So there's 1,000 metres there if a switch way to be done. So the girls on the committee and the ladies, as we say, got involved, and they decided we'd step it up for O'Rourke's Table was the fundraising at the moment, or that's one of the fundraisers that we're going for at the moment.
Mm.
So what we're doing there is 2 kilometres, 5 kilometres, 10 kilometres of a walk, or look it. At the end of the day, we have to be brutally honest, Francie. We're not, if you walk around the kitchen table, we don't mind. But it's basically, AI donate, push the button and donate is the big thing what we want to do. And as you know yourself, it's a great feeling when you push that button, the I donate button. It's like the sense as you would often talk when you're coming off the bog with all your turf watered or something. There's a great sense of satisfaction.
So that's very true.
Indeed.
Yeah, and then when you have to fork out and give 40 bags to your co-host as well, that doesn't help either. But you know, by the way, you know, and people can donate to that. And by the way, if you Google, or if you go onto Facebook, O'Rourke's Table, there's a link there on the Facebook page. O'Rourke's Table on Facebook will get you the details. How much do you have to raise, and how much is this going to cost, do you think, altogether?
Well, there's RS2 funding there in the rural sources aspect of it, and there's a project there, the 200,000. We're thinking that that's the funding we're going to go for, in the region of 160, maybe 180,000. In COVID times, we have to come with 5% of that. In normal times, it'll be 10%. So if we get into next year, it's possible it could be 10%, but we're hoping it'll be 5% co-funding. And we have to go with that. Initially, their surveys there. We had the National Parks and Wildlife out the other day, along with Leitrim County Council. As I said, we have to do what we have to do for to maintain the environment and that, and any instructions we get from them. So there's a survey has to be done. It will be in the region of €3,000. It's called an appropriate assessment to have the effect on wildlife and on trees and different things, and that we can't touch and all this we have to adhere to. So that has to be done. There's a possibility we could need planning permission.
Don't worry about that.
That's a bit neat. Yeah, we'll plough on.
Apply for retention. Apply for retention.
Apply for retention. That's right. Exactly. And of course, at this stage too, our local councillor Frank Dolan is there and working well with us on that. So he'll be influential with us on that end of it as well.
So roughly, you're talking maybe about 180,000. You'd want to be raising nearly 9,000 or 10,000 co-funding, roughly.
Indeed, yes.
And then, you know, if you got that, like in terms of a time frame then, what are you talking that when could you walk up O'Rourke's Table again if this was all done?
Well, look, we've been very optimistic and we're doing a great push on it at the minute. The application for funding the initial application has to be in by the 16th of June.
Right.
Now, we will get that application in and it will be submitted to the department, to the council, and then it goes on to the department by the 31st of July. We're very hopeful that we'll get it for next year, the funding through. It'll be something similar to Fowley's Falls. That's going on at the minute, you're probably aware of it.
Yeah, that's right.
And we're hopeful that it could be shovel ready this time next year.
Okay.
And if that's the case, you know, a couple of months to do the job, and there'll be a hell of a do above on the top of it, Francie, if we do, and when we will get it done.
I'd well believe it. Somebody said, enjoying the interview with Kevin, Francie, love O'Rourke's Table, very peaceful, fabulous views from the top, not on social media. How do I donate, says Margaret?
Right, well, there is a few places. Now, first of all, if you want to donate by contacting either Kevin McDermott or myself, Father Paul and James Boylan is the two treasurers, and they love taking in money for us, thankfully. So the parochial house there, if I contact Father Paul and Donna here. Then we have collection boxes with the kind permission of Centra and in Gala, Harvey's Meats. And we also have one in the primary care centre in Drumahaire at the moment. Now, there will be more, but at the moment, it's Gala, Centra, Harvey's Meats and primary care at the minute.
Okay. And if anybody is online, by the way, either I donate, if you go to Facebook, O'Rourke's Table, put it in, and then there's a link there. Margaret, who sent in that, I'll send you on, I'll send on, Margaret, your number, if that's all right, Kevin.
That's perfect, yes. And anyone that rings me or contacts Father Paul or James, we have numbers there outside. Denise McDermott is the PRO, indeed, and her number is, it'll be probably on Facebook. It is on Facebook as well, I think, for contact. And so, you know, there'll be different ways of getting to us. And anybody that can't make it to any of them places, if they give us a ring or give me a ring, I'd go to them and collect as well if they want, you know, no problem.
Perfect. Okay. It's Step It Up. And if you go to O'Rourke's Table, there's details there where you could throw in, if you can, a few pound. And all going well, you'd love to see that this time next year it could be shovel ready. And as you say, then what actually, once it's shovel ready, the work itself is only a lack of months, maybe.
Indeed. Yeah. Now, while it is, you know, it'll be cumbersome enough work to do it. And we have to be, as we pointed out, mindful of everything that's in the area. But just going back to the funding, we'll make no apologies for looking for funding for this area, because it's a huge tourist attraction, number one. From right across the world, people come to it. People came and got engaged above on the top of it. Local people, indeed, Kevin's daughter, Deirdre McDermott, and I think Frankie Quinn went down on both knees and
he's still there
for her hand. So... he's still there waiting on a reply.
Yeah. I know, Frank.
Of course you do, But, look, it's a great attraction that way. And the environment and all this and all the talk about climate change and everything, it certainly does its bit for climate change and carbon collection and everything. So, as I said, we make no apologies for looking for funding for such a brilliant place.
Well, look, when it's there. And the big thing is, like, what this year especially, for the next while, you know, it's staycation, stay local, and having that on your doorstep. And for like, there's people saying, Francie, we used to, we're from Sligo, and we've gone up O'Rourke's Table twice already. We do love it. O'Rourke's Table, it's great to hear the work happening on O'Rourke's Table. I've been up to O'Rourke's I've been going up to O'Rourke's Table since I was a small child. It's a great area. So look, there's people there that are fans of it, and it's a great walk, and it's O'Rourke's Table. If your landmark, as Kevin said, Newtown Manor Church, there is where we're talking about. And if you go to O'Rourke's Table on Facebook, there's a details there for I donate, and you can develop there, or you can donate there. And we have a number for Kevin here if you want, and we'll pass you on his number as well if you want to give a few pounds if you're not on Facebook or anything like that. Kevin, listen, come here, thanks a million.
And just before I go, Francie, I want to thank yourselves and Ocean FM for having me on. And as we said, there'll be a hoolie up there, and there's a man that mightn't know it yet. When all is done, Nathan Carter, we have to contact him. We'll get him to sing a few songs, and maybe yourself will do your party piece, the Transit Band.
Oh, you do listen. Come on. Come on. I promise you that. I'll not be as dear as Nathan Carter now. But...
we're slagging that Nathan is going to do back into Kevin McDermott. And of course, we have plenty of local variety of musicians. And
the McDermotts are all great musicians there. They'll do it. Right, listen, Kevin, thanks a million for talking to us. Come on, that's no bother. Look after yourself. Thanks a million. That's Kevin Comiskey and about O'Rourke's Table.